In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing with Volume 24, May 26, 1928. And Jesus tells Louisa, "Do you think that my will that has made itself known to you, Louisa, with so much love, has manifested so much interest in wanting to come to reign upon earth, pouring its sorrow out with you, Louisa, has done this without anyone praying, you know, to it, for it?" And so this is one of the things that Jesus wants us to know. As he's talking to Louisa, he's also talking to us. He's telling us, look at your life, everything that you've gone through, you know, the beauty of your life and the sorrow of your life, the good, the bad, and the ugly. He says, "Do you think my divine will has made itself known to you at this time?" God has given you the book of heaven. What Jesus says to Louisa is, if you have the book, this is what God has planned from the beginning of time. Before the sun, the moon, the stars, God had planned that each one of us have the book of heaven at this time. This is the mystery of this great gift of the divine will. Out of all humanity, this is, you know, from Adam to St. Joseph, from Adam to St. Joseph, from Jesus and Mary on earth till now, these first 4,000 years and now the next 2,000 years, God has planned at this time to be given this book of heaven. And he tells us what he says to Louisa. He says, "I have done this with so much love. I've manifested so much interest in wanting my divine will to come to reign upon earth, pouring its sorrow out with you, with us." And our sorrow that we go through is those who are mourning. What are you mourning for? You're mourning that your family comes back to Christ and his church. You're moaning for the world to recognize Jesus, the sorrow that you're going through. Jesus, he says, "My love has manifested so much interest in wanting to come to reign upon earth, pouring its sorrow out with you." And this is, he's given us the book of heaven so that we can be one with Louisa to begin to live this abundant life. And he says, has done this without anybody praying for it. Now, most of us are where we are today because of our relatives, our friends, our neighbors, our grandparents, who have been praying for us. And I can guarantee you that those that are true to Christ and his church have been praying. You know, think of all the religious in the monasteries. Think of the little souls who go to daily mass, those that pray the rosary, those that wear the scapular. They're not praying just for themselves. They're praying for all the world. And I remember when all we had was sheets of paper, mimeograph sheets of paper, of the little that was translated from Italian into English. And our Lord is now giving us the book of heaven. And from the book of heaven, there's going to be thousands of books coming from this. As we go through each of the words that Jesus is speaking to us, it's a library. One word is a library of teaching that God is going to give to us as we read the book of heaven. When we read this, your understanding and my understanding are on a path to God. This is the way that Jesus says and how the kingdom is going to be established. But the way he speaks to each and every one of us is unique. For example, God is teaching, this is, again, just an example, teaching us how to fish. For some of us, it's going to be deep sea fishing. For others of us, it's going to be, you know, casting fishing. For others, it's going to be right off the dock in if you have a pond. Each of us is going to learn the unique way that our parents, our grandparents have taught us how to fish. But Jesus is going to refine it. He's going to make it unique for each and every one of us. So as you read the book of heaven, you're going to see things that I can't see. You're going to understand things that the saints couldn't embrace. Why? Because the truth that Jesus is speaking to you, the depth that Jesus is speaking to you is so unique. It's so important that, you know, for each and every one of us, we can love God more than any other human because of our uniqueness. What God has given us is a way and a how to refine this life that Jesus has given to us, our God has given to us. The Holy Spirit will have a way to fill us with divine truths, divine realities that because of how we have lived, because of the people that have prayed for us, our family, our friends, praying for us, we're at this point of beginning to enter into this divine will. Now, what Jesus says, he says when, about Louisa, when the world sees you, Louisa, the world will shake. When the world sees you, Louisa, he says they will begin to understand what it means to live in the divine will. So we haven't seen anything yet. There's so much that God is going to reveal to us. There's so much that God is going to give to us that he's asking us to embrace this gift in the unique manner that God has given it to us. So for example, your irises, your fingerprints, your voice, your size, your shape, your color, this uniqueness that God has given us is to begin to live this abundant life. Now, in the world today, it's those who are called like the beautiful people, you know, those that have perfect voices, perfect looks, perfect manners. It's Jesus says that he loves our nothingness. Okay, this nothingness that God has given us, this uniqueness that God has given us, is to be given back to him. That's what the divine will is, to give back our life to him, not the way the world has created us. I mean, think about it. What we have learned in school is basically the way others have thought about it. This is your manners. This is your way. This is your life. And we try to refine ourselves, you know, the whole thing, you know, what our neighbors are doing. We want to do better than our neighbors. No, Jesus shows us that this uniqueness that he gives us, this nothingness that he gives us, is for him so that he can recreate us, renew us, have us reborn so that the kingdom can be established in us. Not the way the world says, not the world, the flesh, or the devil, but the way the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit has planned. So Jesus says, I'm looking at each soul as the potential for my divine masterpiece, what God is going to do with us. So when we pray, our job in the divine will is to say, I want no longer anything of earth. I want only the way of heaven. I want to find this narrow path to heaven, this one explosive way into the kingdom. And so our God is looking at us and he's saying to us, are you willing to embrace this new way? Are you willing to embrace this? So Jesus says, do you think that all that I've done for you in your life, and now giving you the book of heaven, that this happened just by chance? Jesus says, no, the knocks of my church have been continuous. And I myself, Jesus says, was knocking in those knocks. So as the saints were praying, may your kingdom come, may your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Jesus says, I was the one giving the momentum for these saints to do this. He says, but I used them to knock at the door of the divine fiat, which, tired of hearing them knocking at its divine doors, has used you, Louisa, to be knocking more strongly. Jesus says that very clearly. Ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. He says, basically, those who are seeking are going to find this. Those who are knocking, the door is going to be open. He says, all that the saints have done to this point, he says, is to use you, Louisa, to knock more strongly so that the doors will be opened to you, Louisa, first. It made you, Louisa, the divine will made you, Louisa, share in these knowledges, these truths of the Holy Spirit. When you read volume 17, May 4th, 1925, that's key to understand why this is not a devotion. This gift of the divine will is not a devotion. It's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, which was given to Louisa. So our Lord is saying, do you think all this is trivial? Do you think this just happened? He says, no, no. This has happened over thousands and thousands of years of praying. From Adam and Eve praying after the fall to when Jesus came. So the kingdom of redemption came on earth. And now, once this kingdom of redemption, which is the Catholic Church, this universal life that Adam was given, is re-given to mankind through Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve. Now what's happening is now Jesus says, now I'm going to crown my church with this gift of the divine will. So all the prayers of your family, your friends, your neighbors, your coworkers, those of hundreds of years ago who have been praying, prayed for Louisa, and now us linked to Louisa, so that the kingdom can be established on earth as it is in heaven. This is really a glorious time to be alive. This is an amazing time to be alive. What our God is asking us to do is to understand, begin to realize nothing is by chance. So what does John Paul II say to us? He says, get ready for a new and divine way of holiness. It's to begin to live this abundant life of Jesus, of Mary, to begin to live this abundant life that was given to Louisa. Jesus says, the treasures and the secrets of the Holy Spirit are revealed to you, Louisa. So as Jesus is speaking to Louisa, Louisa can put this down on paper. Now you have to understand, Louisa, she's giving a divine revelation, a divine understanding, and she's putting it in human terms. So there will be some things that at first you'll look at and you'll go, what are you saying? Keep your mouth open all the time. And then he says to Louisa, be silent. Well, it's to be fed like a little bird, to be fed by the mother, and Jesus calls the divine will our mother. It's to give us this abundant life. So you will hear things that at first might confuse you. But as you enter deeper and deeper into this gift, you begin to understand that God using everything. Like I said before, the way you were taught how to fish is the way God's going to now expand this. And if you've never been taught how to fish, Jesus is saying, okay, we're going to begin in a simple way, an easy way, to show you how to possess this gift in your understanding. So the Lord has great, great plans. Our Lord, he loves us so much that he has created us, predestined us to live at this time, to receive this abundant life. So what's happening in the world? Everything's changing. Everything's changing. It's not falling apart. What's happening in the world is God is getting everything ready. He's going to give to everyone what they want. So the Lord is looking at us and he's saying, are you ready to begin to live this abundant life? Are you ready to begin to live this great gift of the divine will, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve? And he says, if you are, go to Louisa. Everything is in detail. The book of heaven is God teaching Luisa, Our Lady teaching Luisa how to begin to live this abundant life. So we'll end there with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Luisa, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.